Hey, thank you guys so much for coming to our seminar. We're so excited to have you. My name is Angel McCurdy. I have the honor and privilege of running the social media for Crew at headquarters in Orlando. And right here is Deanna. She'll tell you a little bit about herself.
Yep. I was on Angel's team last year with general social media, and this year I run all the high school national social media, and I also work with Angel. So, yeah, I'm really glad you're all here, and I'm glad we get to share with you today.
All right, so Deanna said it before, but just in case, throughout the session, you're welcome to use Options SM as a hashtag for a chance to win marvelous prizes. Yes, that's right. All right, so the topic that we are covering today is social media, how to reach more people in your community for free.
Woo!
A very important topic for all of us. All right, so I understand that social media is really difficult and challenging, especially when you're trying to grasp, like, how do I do all of these things in one? So today, hopefully, we deliver some answers on how to do that, and we start you off on a good trek. Mm-hmm. So here, Deanna's going to read a quote that I think is just really powerful.
Christianity is fundamentally a communication event. It is God revealing God's self to the world, and God uses a large variety of media to accomplish that revelation.
If you follow the history of technology, you'll see from the very beginning, God has used it for his glory. The very first thing printed on the printing press was the Bible. That's right. Good job. Good job. And then we went everywhere from televangelism to radio and to now having social media at our fingertips. And of course, everything we do is biblically based. So we're going to share some of the verses that we hold tight to as to why we do this weird thing called social media for ministry. Even though I am free of the demands and expectations of everyone, I have voluntarily become a servant to any and all in order to reach a wide range of people. Religious, non-religious, meticulous moralist, loose-living immoralist, the defeated, the demoralized, whoever.
I didn't take on their way of life. I kept my bearings in Christ, but I entered into their world and tried to experience things from their point of view. I've become just about every sort of servant there is in my attempts to lead those I meet into a God-saved life. I did all this because of the message. I didn't just want to talk about it. I wanted to be in on it.
The reason we do social media is not because I love Facebook. It's not because I think Instagram's really cool. It's because that's where people are. That is where millennials are spending the most amount of time, but that's not just it. Facebook has the largest growing percentage of 65 plus. Whomever you want to reach, whatever that audience is, they're on a social media platform of some kind. So we tell this to people nonstop. If you're not using social media for your ministry, you are missing out. This is a place where you meet them where they already are. So this is a page that we've created. You all have a card that links to it. We're going to refer to this quite a bit during, our session. This is a digital ministry page on crew.org. And what we have here is just training resources for you, from how to use social media for conferences and events, training videos that do feature these mugs right here, social media 101, 201, and then just kind of some generalized information about it. We want this to be a tool for you, and so one thing that's really important for us is as you explore this or as you think about your needs, telling us what else we can create trainings on. Like, today should just be the start of us becoming best friends forever, okay?
No pressure.
All right.
And then just something to remember is, like, we know that you're all at different places with social media. Some of you are super experts, some of you are just getting started. And the great thing about this resource is it will meet you wherever you are. And as you continue to grow, it'll meet you along that journey as well. So we just want to encourage you, don't feel overwhelmed. Come on in. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
No, it's fine. You're welcome all. just want to encourage you to maybe pick on like two or three things that we talk about today that you really think, wow, this is what I need for where I'm at right now, and I want to try these two or three things. Don't feel like you need to do it all at once. Just pick two or three things where you're at that will meet you and serve you well. How to be seen in your community.
Again, the question oftentimes that we get is, why should I worry about social media? I have so many other things I'm worried about. I'm wearing 8 different hats. I'm extremely busy and overwhelmed. I get it. But I also think that social media is an effective tool that's going to help you with all of those many hats that you are wearing. Mm-hmm. So
it's also a great way to let people know in your community, like the services you offer or where you all meet. Or it's just a great way to connect with others. And if people don't know the things that you do, they're missing out on it. So it's a great way to just let people know you exist, let people know how you can help them, and let people know about the gospel. So a couple things I wanted to, like, encourage you in is Share what services you provide. Follow other churches and nonprofits in your city. No matter what platform you're at, look for other people that you partner with there. Or follow other people that you don't partner with, but maybe have a similar mission as you. And learn from them. We do that all the time. When we consult with people, I work with the high school ministry. So what I look at is other high school ministries. What are they doing on social media? What can I learn from them? What are they doing well? And I take from that and glean from that and help other people reach high schoolers in their context. So it's very similar for you all. What are other people who are doing the same kind of work you're doing? And it doesn't even have to necessarily be in your community. Learn from others nationally who you admire, who you want to aspire to be like, and learn from what they're doing and take notes and apply it to what you're doing, to your context. Also, think about your audience when you're posting. Are you trying to reach donors? Are you trying to reach partners? Do you want to build more partnerships? Are you trying to reach the people you serve? Use the answers to those questions to determine what social media platforms you're going to be on. For me, since I work with high schoolers, Snapchat and Instagram are where I am because that's where they are. But if you're trying to reach donors and other churchgoers, like Angel was saying, 45 and up, Facebook is where people are. So maybe Facebook would be the place where you put a lot of your energy at. And then also give shout outs to local businesses. You guys are community oriented. That's your goal. So think about those people and lift them up because they're going to do the same for you, hopefully.
So we're going to just throw out some quick tricks. All of these are located on a beautiful pamphlet that I forgot to bring here, but it's sitting on my social media booth table. So this is just a way to lure you to my table. So just come there and you can get the handout. All right, so for Facebook, a couple, just these are all research-oriented, I didn't make them up. Post on weekends and weekdays. And because people who use Facebook are good employees, they are on there during non-business hours. Post just 1 to 2 times a day. There's one statistic that said if you have less than 100,000 followers, you should post one time a day maximum, maybe just a couple times a week. Because algorithms, these are the things that show up in the news feed, and that's how Facebook determines what people see. They're really finicky. So be really careful and strategic with what you're posting. Just don't throw up everything. Want something that your audience is truly going to grasp and engage with. So think before you post. 80 characters or less. We do not have large attention spans any longer. People have a smaller attention span than a goldfish these days. So keep it short and sweet and to the point.
You can also link to like a longer story. Like if you're sharing like a life change story for someone that was involved in your ministry, just give a real quick blurb, but then a link to like a blog or a website that will tell that longer story.
Add a photo. Photos are great. They're engaging. They're exciting. Add a good photo, obviously. Ask a question. Engage with your audience. This isn't a place for you to just throw stuff up. This is a place for you to interact just in a different field, in a different way. You want to engage well with your audience. Try using Facebook ads. Now this is, I think, the scariest sounding thing of all, because that it means money. But you can spend as little as $5 on an ad, and it can make a big difference. We have, on that digital ministry page, a breakdown of how to do an ad, how to find that right audience for what you're looking for, and how to use it strategically, because I know every dollar counts. We want you to use it well.
And I've used $5 a lot for Facebook ads, and I've reached anywhere between 3,000 and 10,000 people just spending $5. So if you do it strategically, you really don't have to spend loads and loads of money. You can also do it for free. But this is just another way to like supplement. Okay, if I have a little bit of money to put towards this, even $5 makes a difference.
And then when posting, share your location. This is just statistically, Facebook and Instagram, they really like when you share and give more details. So just share your location. Let people know where you're at, that you're in the heart of their community, that you care and you're among them. It's great stuff. Yeah. You can't go wrong.
Makes it easier to find, too. Okay, so I'm from Rochester, New York, originally, and this is an organization in my community that I think does a really good job on Facebook. And we like to talk about this principle of 1 to 9. So one time out of 10 times when you're posting, you want to ask for something. So you're either going to ask people for prayer, or like on this post, the larger picture is asking for needs for their food pantry. So one time out of 10, you're going to want to ask, whether it's donations, prayer, hey, we're having this event, we'd love for you to come. One time out of 10, you're going to ask a question or ask someone to do something. The other 9 times you post, which kind of sounds like a lot, but it really isn't, is we want you to give to your audience. So we want you to give, like this picture, they pick co-princesses or prince of the week of who they're serving. And so they get to show their audience, wow, this is what you're a part of. This is what we do. So casting vision through photos or quotes of people that you've like been involved in changing their lives, or putting a verse up or a quote that's about justice or what you're all about. Doing those little things that give vision and also just encouragement to people online. Like, we know people use social media for awful things. And like they talked about this morning, there can be a lot of discouraging, hard things on social media. So being a light, you get to kind of be an example and a light in that place. And so think about that when you post, and that like 9 times out of 10 when you're giving to your audience, keep that mindset. Keep, like we said before, who you're talking to. You're talking to people you want to serve. You're talking to your donors. And you can do multiple things on one platform, but just keep that in mind. You want to give more than you're asking for, because we all feel that way. People are only asking and not giving us vision or connecting with our hearts. Oftentimes, we ignore those things. And you guys have a lot that's worth hearing and paying attention to, so we want to help you do that.
And here are some ideas just to speak into, especially now. These are challenging times. So this is a John Newton quote. It's very simple. It's not even our best graphic, but this is the reach it had in, I think, a month. Today, it's been about a year, it's had over 1 million reach. It's just a simple quote, but it's a powerful quote. So think about what you're putting out there and how you can give to your audience. This is something that you guys have great quotes in hand, I'm sure. There's verses galore. Just find ways to share it in interesting and fun ways. This is, so recently we've had some really hard times, and as the crew person, I know I need to speak into things. I know that when there's a shooting in Dallas and when there's a shooting here and in Baton Rouge, these are things we need to speak into, but how do we do that in a way that's glorifying to the Lord and speaks truth and also speaks to the people that are being affected in really harsh and challenging ways? So what we've decided to start doing is ask people who are affected by this, who feel for these things, to write from the heart, and we will share that. So Melody Kopenny wrote from this. She's an African-American woman. Her mother worked for the police department, and this tore at her heart. This is something that affected her. And what she wrote was a beautiful, beautiful God-honoring piece that we were able to take from a blog and put onto our social media. It doesn't have to be a novel. It doesn't have to be the most theologically amazing thing you've ever written. It just needs to be from the heart, and it needs to be truthful. And so this is just an example of a way that we've handled some of the more challenging things happening in our world today.
And I think it's a great way to be like an example. People are angry, and they want to respond. Like, so how do we like live that out in the way that we post on social media, the way we don't post on social media? And kind of being that example through what we do and don't do.
Last one, again, it's graphics are so easy. There's a website called Canva, CANVA.com. I am terrible at Photoshop. It's very challenging for me. It takes me an hour just to get a logo on. I don't do it. Canva, however, it makes it so simple to create something that looks like you're really talented. So again, it's CANVA.com. Highly suggest.
And it's free.
And if you're a nonprofit, you can petition to even have a business account.
Like the first level of Canva is free, and if you want to upgrade to get like add your logos or colors that your organization uses, you just tell them that you're a nonprofit, and they'll give you a free upgraded account.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really great. So that's just something, and it's really easy to use. And this is a great way, too, to get other people involved. If you have volunteers or younger kids or donors that have skills in taking photographs or making graphics, this is a great way to say, hey, will you check out this website and help us do this? So it doesn't all have to be on you.
Correct. Again, that was just another example of something we did in Canva and something easy to do.
All right, another great thing that really, I was just at a conference with a bunch of other Christian nonprofits that do social media, and Facebook Live right now, Facebook will reward you for using Facebook Live because it's a new part of Facebook that they want more people to use. So if you say you're having a worship night at your church, if you Facebook Live from that event, Facebook will kind of, this is what Angel was saying before. So you know how you go on Facebook and you only see so many posts a day? Like, you don't see everything that everyone posts. You see probably like, I don't know, 20, 15% of what people actually post on Facebook. Facebook chooses what to lift up and make visible to you and what to bury. So it's like, how do you work along those lines of like, what's going to get lifted up and what's going to get buried? If you post on Facebook Live, because Facebook wants you to do that, they're going to be more apt to show your post. So that's what Angel was saying too about like making shorter, when you make like 80 characters or less or post your location. Those are all things that are going to make Facebook make your post visible versus burying it in that, you know, sea of all the other posts that you don't necessarily see. And yeah, that's Chewbacca Mom. That's part of the reason she got so famous was because she posted on Facebook Live, like, right in the beginning stage. I mean, it was pretty new when she used it, and now everybody knows Chewbacca Mom. So.
Oh, you're fine.
No, no, come on in. And another thing, so I've done this for the high school ministry with crew that I work with, but you have so many donors and volunteers and church members and employees that have a passion for what you're doing. So how do you, and they're advocates for you. So how do you take them to the digital world to use their social influence on Facebook and Twitter to be advocates for you there? So what we did was most of our people weren't even following us or liking our page on Facebook. So this past year I worked a lot on having our donors and partners and staff members and volunteers being our advocates on social media. So what we did was we had a Like It lunch. We ordered a couple pizzas. I think we had 45 people show up. I think the lunch lasted 30 minutes, and all we did was we said, hey, I want you to go on our Facebook page, I want you to like it, and I want you to invite as many friends and family members as you think would be interested in hearing about what we're doing. And we only had 45 people come, and we had over 1,000 new likes on our Facebook page in 3 days. Like, that's a really easy way to use people that already are passionate about what you're doing and share who you are, you know, have a greater reach in your community. And it didn't cost, I mean, we bought pizza. But you could do a potluck. I mean, you don't have to spend a lot of money. It's just really turning people's advocacy that they already feel for you in a digital way. And it really, I mean, we have over 5,000 likes now. And we've done a couple lunches like that. And so it's been great. When I started, we had 700 likes on Facebook. And now we have over 5,000. So it really works.
How that helps you when you have so many likes like that, like 1,000 likes.
Sure. So just, so for us, we wanted to get 5,000 likes because when you have 5,000 likes, you can actually, like, geographically target where you post. So if I wanted to, like, write a post for a winter conference that we are having for the high school ministry in Denver, I can actually say I want only people in Denver to see this post. But you need, like, 5,000 likes to do that. So that was our goal as a national ministry. That's why we chose that as our goal. But the real benefit of having your employees like your page and inviting their friends to do that is more people hear about what you're doing. I mean, we had a numerical goal because we wanted to reach that 5,000 mark. But just for you and your community, there's benefits to having people that have a heart for what you're doing, sharing what you're doing with all their friends and family who they think would also care about that.
And a breakdown on how to do this is written up on that digital ministry page, along with a very cool video we created.
Yes, I made those cookies with the Like It buttons. And there's a recipe for the frosting and the cookies. Because I like to bake.
All right, so next platform is Twitter. So unlike Facebook, Twitter actually has the most views during business hours. Because you're all terrible employees, apparently. I don't know. So post on weekends and weekdays at least 3 to 5 times a day. Now, this seems really overwhelming, I know. But do a verse, do a quote, show a picture, show a graphic, show a picture of yourself saying, hey, I'm a part of this ministry, join me. There's 5. You can do this. It's very easy. The reason you want to have so many posts is because, like, you know, Twitter's a constant stream. If you miss one post, you likely won't see it again. So stay in that stream. Stay a part of it with quality, relevant content that people will want to read and follow. Use hashtags. We're practicing that this week with Options 2016. Use hashtags so people outside of your audience, your following, will see what you're posting. The reason you're on social media is to be seen, so make sure that you're doing the best you can to be seen. You get 140 characters on Twitter, but keep it low. 100 characters or less is ideal because people just don't want to read a lot. And then ask for retweets. This is weird, but it's cool. If you put RT or retweet, you have a better percentage chance of being actually retweeted. I tried it. It works. So ask people and they'll do it. It's awesome.
Another good thing to, like, for gathering a lot of content, if you're having an event, take a lot of pictures on one day and then you can spread out that content over weeks and months. So just think about that. If you have, again, if you have someone who loves taking pictures or a friend that you have that likes taking pictures, invite them to come to your event, have them take photos and videos. Store that up and then spread that out throughout the month when you post. Just another side note.
Here's an example of what I've done recently on Crew's Twitter. So we did a month long on why disciple. And this was such a great topic for us because we have tons of resources on discipleship. So we found articles on crew.org, we created some graphics, we found tons of verses and quotes, and then we made that last a month. We planned it out ahead of time, and then we pre-scheduled using Facebook and Hootsuite. We'll go over that more later. This was such an easy, big win for us because we value discipleship so much. It's so important. So why not really focus our Twitter and our Facebook on learning about discipleship? This is stuff that you can steal from us if you so choose. You can go to crew.org for any resources. And this is just without saying anything on crew's social media that you see. Take it. Use it. Make it your own.
You don't have to make everything up yourself.
Correct. And do the same with other ministries. It's okay. And with us, you can even get rid of the logo. I don't care. Do what you want if you want to use it. So this is just one example. I mean, you can take anything. You can take lamenting if you want and make some content out of that. Whatever topic is on your heart and what topic your ministry is using, use it for your social media.
And think about your yearly calendar. Like if you have a big event coming up, maybe frame that month around something that has to do with that. Like if you had a big discipleship event, pick discipleship. If you have a big fundraiser event, like talk about giving. Like just think, it just makes it easier. We found it makes it easier for us when we plan and have like a mindset, like this is what we want to talk about this month. That way when you're trying to plan out things and gather content, it just makes it so much easier because you already have one thing in mind.
Okay, so JetBlue is an amazing example of great customer service. I will not lie to you. Just a week ago, I complained to JetBlue because there wasn't TV on my plane. I was annoyed. You know what they did? They immediately tweeted me back and said, I'm so sorry. We'll give you a credit. I don't know what that means, but I really appreciate being talked back to. So this is just an example that your social media is not just for you to throw stuff out. It's a place for you to engage with your audience and have awesome customer service. I think often in ministry, we don't think of customer service as part of what we do, but it's a huge part of what we do. We want to interact well. We want to care well and love the people that are interacting with us. So use your social media to talk with your audience, to care for them, to pour into them, and to just say, hey, I'm here, and I see what you're doing, and I see that you're interacting with me. Thank you for being a part of this.
We've had several people, like when we post quotes or verses, say, wow, like I was having a really hard day, or I've been going through this thing, I really need prayer, or wow, I really needed to hear that. And that's another great way that you wouldn't think about social media, mm-hmm. having that one-on-one connection with people. But we've seen God do that like a number of times on our different social media
yes.
platforms. Okay, so Instagram, again, like if you're trying to reach a younger audience, millennials or teenagers, this is a great place to be. We encourage you to post 2 times a day and to use hashtags, to be short and sweet with what you write in your captions, to use filters when you post photos. Posting videos is great. Not a ton of videos. This is something to think about too. Like you need to think about the way that people use that platform. So people mostly put photos on Instagram. Videos are great, but I wouldn't only put videos on Instagram because people go there to look at good photos. Again, Twitter is fast-paced, little short statements. So again, you don't want to write a book on there. So just keep in mind how people use that platform and do the same thing when you're posting as your organization. And like Angel just said, engage with your audience. And again, when posting, share your location because that makes you more easy to find. Like if you serve in Miami and you use the hashtag for Miami and also like post your location, when people look around Miami, they'll find you. So this is just another easy way to make yourself visible for people in your community that are either looking for a church or an organization that provides, like the Say Yes Center. You know, we're looking for an after-school program. Well, if you put yourself out there and add your location, it makes you so much easier to find.
So one example of a way that we have engaged with people and it also has saved me a ton of time, is what we're doing is called Takeover Tuesday. So we're asking people who are talented photographers, like, hey, would you submit 5 photos for us to feature on our Instagram? One, this makes them super excited because they get to be on Crew's Instagram. 2, that's a whole day of content that I don't have to come up with. They've sent it to me, and it's cool for them, and it's cool for me. So a big thing to think about is how can you get user-generated content? How can you get people to send you stuff so you have less work to do? And you can help lift up your audience members. That's always so exciting. And this has been a huge win for us. It's done really well because they'll tell their friends, like, hey, check it out. I'm on Crew Instagram. So think about ways that you can incorporate your audience into what you're doing and how you can make it less work for you.
Right. So if you have an event, create a hashtag and tell people that are at your event, hey, take pictures, take videos, post a quote of something you heard someone else say or something meaningful from the event. It's just a way for you to not have to create content, but also for people who are experiencing what you're doing to be able to engage and feel like their voice is being heard. Snapchat.
I'm going to be honest with you. Snapchat was very scary for me as the crew representative to put us on there. It doesn't have the greatest background as far as how it got started. It's not something you can easily control if you're giving it to other people. But it's a place where people are at. This platform has the highest engagement rate of any other social media platform out there. It's 95%. That's unheard of. It's also the biggest platform for 18 to 34-year-olds. That's a generation that we are trying to reach, and this is where they're at. So we painstakingly thought, how can we be on Snapchat in a way that doesn't make us susceptible for something bad? And we came up with a contract that we send to each of our people that are taking over our account. We say, can you read this and agree to this? If this is something you're interested in, this is not on our website, but I'm happy to send this over to you if you want to start the scary process of Snapchat, but it's very good, I promise. So advertise your account on other accounts. Edit pictures on Snapchat. There's filters. There's a lot of cool things. It takes some time just to play with it and have fun with it. And once you do, you're not going to want to stop. It's just a good time. Add variety to your Snapchats. Don't just send a picture of, the outdoors. Send a picture of yourself singing and then put some emojis in the corner. Whatever you want to do. Make it fun. Use those face filters. And show off others in your community. So what we've started doing is, after I give them the contract, we let people take over the account. So I had a girl in Poland for World Youth Day take over the account for a week, and she showed off everything that was happening when the Pope visited. That was a cool thing to show off and to show that crew's there doing evangelism. So show different aspects of your ministry. Again, be careful with what you're doing. I don't think I have to say this, but be careful with who you talk to and just make sure they're prepped for this and that they know the value of integrity. But Snapchat is a really cool platform to try and figure out how could your ministry, if the audience that is on Snapchat is one you're trying to reach, how could that work for you?
Yeah, Young Life uses this for all their, every local level Young Life uses this to communicate with their teens. This is a great way to say, hey, we're having an event tonight. Hey, we're doing this. It's a really easy way to have them. As long as they know what your name is and they can follow you, it's a really great way to communicate with teenagers, especially if that's who you're trying to reach.
Yeah, and speaking of our Snapchat,
you could follow us! we've took over the account this week, so we're posting from...
That's right, Snapchat. You will be featured! Probably. I don't want to say that we're the greatest ever at Snapchat, but if you're looking for ideas and ways to do it, we have some really talented people who are taking over for us. And so you're welcome to follow us and use whatever we have as examples or ideas or ways to not do things, whatever you desire. But this is our account. Okay.
Question.
Yes.
Do you have a sample copy of the contract?
We can send that to you.
I can send it to you. I don't have it printed, but I can send it to you. Just get with me after the seminar.
Sure.
And this is an example of one of our takeovers that we will show you from an intern.
That's just touring our headquarters. It's just really simple stuff.
Our mission is a professional internship where college students can come use their majors to advance the ministry. Today and tomorrow, you'll get a glimpse of what this summer mission looks like as we take over Crew Snapchat.
So there's filters where you can make something go backwards.
Hey, Dad, it's me, Tiffany, and this is Bobby, who's also on the staff team with the summer mission.
And we're getting ready for our weekly main meeting tonight.
Yes.
That's just a general example of stuff you can do on Snapchat.
She's awesome at Snapchat, so she's now our example because she did the best.
That's a great example of she's younger than both of us. She's in college. Use your young people. They know how to do it. You don't have to be an expert, but if you can give them the training of this is what's appropriate, this is what's not, this is who we are, this is what we want to represent, but then use their knowledge, you both benefit because they feel like they're a part of what you're doing. So you don't have to be an expert at everything, but utilize the people you have in your ministry that are.
So this is our final bit of information for you. So first of all, thinking about the content in a weekly or monthly basis is going to make things so much easier for you. Start at a week because it's overwhelming to do a whole month at a time. and get it planned out and pre-schedule things, then for a whole week, you're off the hook. You don't have to post in the moment every single time. And as you start to understand who your audience is and what content you want to post, I plan out 3 months in advance right now because I get to come to things like this, and so I don't have to worry about it for a while. So figure out how can you best plan out what you're doing. And then, like Deanna was just talking about, this is just an example of a social media strategy worksheet. Talk to your volunteers, talk to your students, talk to whomever is around you that loves doing social media, and get them to be your person. Yes. If you've got somebody that's awesome at Twitter, yeah. Hi, would you like to run our Twitter for us?
Nice.
And serve the Lord in this really weird and cool way? Awesome. As long as they know the goal and the purpose for why you're on there, they will be able to run with it and do awesome things with it. You do not have to be in charge of this whole thing by yourself, and you shouldn't be. You can't dedicate your time to everything and do it awesomely. So allow other people to be your brand advocates. Allow other people to be that person for you, their Snapchat person, your Twitter person. Whatever your audience is at, find ways that you can really well engage with these folks.
Great. Do you have that in the website, schedule template?
The template.
Is that somewhere?
It is.
We have a social media is weird book that we wrote that you can find, and there's one in there, but we can probably put that up.
Yeah, we can put it up. Oh, yeah, yeah, we can put that up. Yeah. Okay, give me your email freelance and just make sure you get it. Yes, so on the digital ministry page, if you didn't get a card, there's one up here. It's www.crew.org/digital-ministry.
Uh-huh.
We created a book that is all based on how to use social media, and we made it for City. So hopefully this will serve you well. And it's a very basic, like, this is how to start, this is how to plan, and this is some strategy. And then on that same website, we go a little bit deeper on some of our articles on how to use ads or how to do Snapchat, really cool.
Or how to, like, what to post and what not to post. Like, keeping in mind that we represent Christ and that we want to represent him well with what we do and don't say. So just tips like that, just general things.
One of the big things for us is a way that you can also help us in the future is we've come up with as many trainings as we can think are needed, but I don't know the needs of the field staff. I don't know the needs that you have. So if there are things that you'd like to be trained on, if there are things you'd like us to investigate, that's our full-time job. So you don't have to worry about it. We'll do it for you, and we'll put it up on the digital ministry page. So if you've got anything in mind, come talk to us. My business card is on this as well. Keep in touch with me. I'm happy to serve you as best I can in whatever capacity, as is Deanna. Yeah.
Can I give up prizes?
Well, first, are there any questions related to the topic at hand?
Yeah. Any questions? It's a lot to, like, digest. Go ahead.
My biggest question that there might be an easy answer, it might not be. Is there a program or a way in which to handle multiple accounts? Because I have my own personal Twitter account, but then I also have, like, 2 or 3 other Twitter accounts. I just had to log off and log back on. Is there an easier way to do that? Is there a manager somehow? Like manage Twitter or Instagram?
You mean the actual,
yeah,
you can have multiple accounts on Instagram, like in the actual app, or are you talking about like Hootsuite where you can post to multiple places?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I do know that in the actual app, you can switch back and forth. You don't have to log in and out.
Okay.
You just add accounts on Instagram and Twitter, so you don't have to worry about that part. But as far as Hootsuite goes, you should be able to add multiple accounts.
It may cost a little bit more. It may not be the free version.
Right.
I think the next one up is like a $20 a month one.
There's a $14.99 one, and then maybe a $20. So Hootsuite is just a platform where you can pre-schedule all your posts. So like what Angel was talking about, you don't have to do it all live. You can pre-schedule, like plan out a month in advance and do it there.
Yes?
Is it
Hootsuite?
Hootsuite. S-U-I-T-E. There are marker. Oh, wait.
Don't use your markers because it will never go. Oh, there is one.
This is like awkward. Okay. We'll do a couple. This is Canva for photos.
So if you weren't here before when we talked about Canva.com, that's a free website that you can create graphics on. And it's kind of like you can be a graphic designer, but you don't have to have a lot of training. And they even have free photos on there that you can use. Or you can upload photos from like a set you have with your actual
photo. Is that an H or an N? Is that an H?
Which one? This one?
Right there.
That's an H. Canva is the graphic design one.
Hootsuite is the one where you can pre-schedule.
And Repost app, if you're using Instagram, this is a really cool tool. For $2, you can buy it and you don't have to have the name on it, which I highly suggest. And this is a way, when you see some user-generated content, you can just grab it, steal it, and put it on yours, and then just make sure you shout them out so they see that they're a part of what you're doing. Sorry.
Yeah. When I did our ministry Facebook, I had to put it under my personal Facebook. Now, I've done, it's been a while back, but can there some way to separate that?
You should create a page.
A group. No, a Facebook fan page is what you want.
You want a fan page on Facebook for your organization. And then it won't be within, it won't have your name on it.
Is there any way to transfer over what I already have? I wonder, we just have to start a new one.
You may need to start a new one.
You need to start a new one.
We have.
Just delete the other one off of my page?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can just advertise like, hey, you guys, we're switching over. Come join us for all the fun.
You can put the actual link to the other page on the one before you transfer it and then direct everyone over.
Okay, so I just did it wrong when I set it up.
Yeah, set up a fan page. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So do you have any big tips on how to do that? When you say fan, is that F-A-N? Is that what you're saying?
Fan page. So if you go on, when you're on Instagram, there's a left-hand bar that will give you a lot of options of stuff you can create, and creating a page will be on there.
Is that my Instagram or Facebook?
Facebook. Did you ask Instagram or Facebook?
No,
she said Facebook.
Facebook.
But you said, yeah, excellent.
That's confused me. I'm a baby boomer.
Facebook. I'm sorry. I'm tired.
We have on the digital ministry page a step-by-step on how to create a fan page.
Great.
Yes, ma'am, with photos.
Because I already have the young people identified who can just do
excellent.
This.
Excellent. Awesome.
I'm so happy.
Good. Well, and then the other thing is, if you want one-on-one help, we'll be here. We have a sign-up sheet on our table. So if you want help doing stuff, just come see us.
I just need one of those.
Another, go ahead.
What has been, like, some of the hurdles or struggles you've dealt with during digital ministry, and how do you, like, overcome those?
One hard thing, I think, this is just, like, a hard hurts your feelings thing, is when people, like, post negative stuff on your page or don't understand stuff. And it's hard not to take it personally, and it's hard not to respond as yourself versus the organization that you are representing, and Christ, ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to take yourself out of that equation. I mean, it's also kind of a cool thing, though. I had a student respond to a verse we posted about, if you call out to the Lord, he'll hear from you. And he was like, well, yeah, if he really existed. You could tell he just kind of wanted to get in an argument. And so I just responded in a very gracious way, and I was like, I can understand. I've been there. I felt that way. I totally understand where you're coming from. I was like, if you'd ever want to learn more, I gave him a resource, but I said, I get it. And then he responded again in a kind of snarky way, and I didn't say anything else. I was like, I feel like I did what I was supposed to do in that scenario. I prayed for him, and I think the Lord will use that. I think it was a really cool opportunity, actually. But I think that's a tough thing, to not take it personally and to not start an argument and to be able to just say, I have to represent not myself right now. You know, that's tough.
I think that's a really good point. I was thinking that when you talk about customer service, I was on the Lowe's home improvement Facebook page, and there was like a huge thread about painter's tape. And like people were saying the harshest, meanest thing about painter's tape and how dumb it is and whatever.
Right.
And every reply was from home, like Lowe's, and it was so gracious. Like every post, like there's like 15 people said bad things, and they were like, "Thank you so much for your opinion. There's multiple ways to do it. Looking forward to blah blah blah."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Wow,
yeah,
that's so good."
And a great thing too is if like that person keeps going back and forth, like we would recommend you move it over to a private message. If you're like a direct message or a private message to have a further conversation, if you feel like you need to. Some people just want to argue with you, and it's not worth the time of day, basically.
We have a rule of thumb. You get 2 negative comments, and then we're done talking.
I think it's a blessing to be able to do it online as opposed to face-to-face.
Right.
When you're dealing with folks face-to-face, I think that's much harder
when they're being
to work with.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good opportunity for us to develop what we need to have to be able to respond, because we're going to get negative stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I know I get stuff.
Oh,
call yourself a minister. I'd be like, oh, Lord. But then, you know, you have to be able to handle, you know, you have to be able to handle it.
Yep.
I have an issue now. I'm praying, and it's been, they sent it maybe 5 days ago. And I'm still praying about what I'm going to say. that is an opportunity.
It
I
is.
Think that's wonderful. Whereas if somebody face to face tell you that,
yeah,
you know, what you gonna do? You know,
you don't have 5 days.
I'll get back to you.
I'm not ready right now.
It's like a double-edged thing, though, because some people wouldn't say that stuff to your face that they say online. A lot of people wouldn't say the stuff to your face that they say online. Some would, for sure, but some just use it because it's like you get to hide and you get to say whatever the heck you want.
Yes,
so it's tough. Yeah. Anything, how would you answer that question, Angel? Like, what's been the hardest thing?
I think from the larger standpoint, it's just being able to train people well on the local level and get them to see the vision of the importance of it along with all the other things that they're doing, because everything that you guys are doing is important, and it's hard to think, like, I can't let one more thing slip and I can't add one more thing to my plate. So it's figuring out how do we get you on the right level and on the right page with us where you see the value in it, and we can figure out how to make it work with everything else you're doing. So that's, I mean, that's why we're here. That's always a struggle, but it's a struggle worth fighting for. So.
Yeah.